Wednesday, July 28th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Judging from the local ads in our weekly shopper, the number of auctions of farmland has surged this year. Farm sales had slowed in recent years as the farm economy contracted, and that was one thing, fewer offerings, that held the market for farmland together. Now that the ag economy has surged, giving farmland prices some oomph, interest in selling land has reawakened from hibernation. I bought two farms of varying quality in 2019, and now comparable farms are bringing $15,000 an acre, with some isolated sales of $16,000 to $17,000 an acre in surrounding counties in every direction in northwest Iowa. Farmers National Company wrote in their July issue that competitive bidding pushes land prices higher. They estimate that prices were up 5 to 15% in just the last 6 months, with the number of transactions they handle up 67% over the comparable period on average from the last 3 years. If the amount of farmland for sale has surged and the price has too, that means that there is strong demand. They also say that they have a nearly full schedule for sales the rest of the year. Many or most of the farms selling today are to neighboring farmers. There is some investment purchasing going on, too, that is often capital gains tax related. Someone with a 1031 exchange needing a place to park cash is hard to beat. There are some who fear that Joe Biden will eliminate the stepped-up basis for capital gains in the 1031 exchange or wanting to get the transaction on the books for tax reasons in this calendar year. The return of production profitability certainly did not hurt. We have flip-flopped from where nothing that you could plant made any money to now where everything that you can plant does. It will take time for the cost of production to catch up to revenue once again. Cash rents will certainly rise along with farmland values and ag revenue. Interest rates are low, however, most of these farms are being purchased with very low leverage. There's a lot of cash out there where if parked in a bank produces no return, CDs return close to nothing. Between cash rent and price appreciation, the return of farmland has been comparatively good. I do not see farmland as a bubble. In fact, the recent period of absent ag profitability produced a buying opportunity for farmland. Rural bankers confirm the strength seen in farmland values, but expect it to slow the rest of the year. The Creighton University Rural Main Street Banker Survey found that for farming and ranching, for a 10th straight month, the farmland price index advanced significantly above growth neutral. The July reading fell to a strong 71 from June's 75.9. Bankers were asked to estimate farmland price growth for the previous 12 months and for the next 12 months. On average, bank CEOs estimated farmland price growth for the previous 12 months at 5.8% and projected growth at only 2.4% for the next 12 months. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Half of these 10 state bankers see drought in their locale, which would weigh on farmer sentiment toward buying farmland. I've always been skeptical of short-term factors such as weather or the price of corn and such impacting what on any given day that farmers would bid for a farm. If the neighbor's farm adjoins and is for sale, that doesn't happen very often. You may get one shot at every two or three generations maybe, and you either are ready for it or you are not. Farmland values did not back up very far during the recent downturn, and as mentioned, the low leverage condition along with historically low interest rates gave farmers the equity and ability to be buyers. The Creighton Rural Confidence Index, which reflects bank CEO expectations for the economy 6 months out, decreased to 65.6 from June's 71.7. That's still very strong. Federal stimulus checks, healthy grain prices, and advancing exports have supported a strong confidence number over the last several months, unquote. I do not see that changing over the next few months. Livestock industries are either looking at profitability ahead, or in the case of hogs, have just experienced high profitability. There are still more government payments for COVID relief for livestock producers, even if drought harms crop yields this fall. Crop insurance coverage should provide an adequate revenue safety net. Home values are continuing to inflate too, which is good as long as you're not a first-time home buyer trying to get started. If you already own a farm or a home, net worths have gone up, so has wages and employment. Creighton reported data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates that non-farm employment for the 10-state rural Main Street economy is down by approximately 55,000 yet compared to the pre-COVID-19 levels. That's a huge recovery. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.